Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Hey gamers, welcome back to the Rusak Gamer Podcast. Tonight we present Chapter 11 of Harbinger's Rock. It's the start of a new maneuver, so we have a quick, serious discussion about speeding up these maneuvers through scene management. This episode was recorded on Memorial Day, which means it's going to be a double-sized episode. But to make things a bit more manageable, we split it into two parts. Now don't forget to follow our game at Obsidian Portal, and please take a moment to make us one of your favorites. Email us at roy@rusakgamers.com. Join or start a conversation in our Rusak Gamers Forum on the RPG Crosstalk forums, and call us on the SAC line at 502-4141-ROOT. That's 502-4141-766. All these links are on our webpage at podcast.rusakgamers.com. And now, Chapter 11, Part 1 of Harbinger's Rock.
No, one. We have leftover Mark Speed Store.
Ooh, that's wonderful.
And we have instant chicken a la Ramona. So, we don't have a lot of...
Ramona?
His wife.
Okay, good. I just want to be sure.
We don't have a lot of buns, though.
Do you want me to just...
I like barbecue plates.
You want me to remove that out of the podcast?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Were we on?
Yeah, I said, here, we'll go ahead and start recording this.
Oh. Well, that would be a good thing.
Okay. He left us.
And we'll start here.
Oh.
So, just so you know that.
What's that? There
you go. You got a bowl in here, Jeff?
Up there.
Right here, up there. Another one. Far left.
Right now, we're waiting on Mr. Doug to show up. It is Memorial Day, May 30th.
Yeah, hopefully this will be an extended Harbinger Rock.
Yeah, we may stop it in the middle. Break it up in two halves.
I should hope so.
Where's your wife?
So this would be part one. And then you can
just clip them together.
And you clip it where our intro, and then say, and this is part two, and put it all together. And it should just flow.
Should.
Where'd you watch?
So, yeah. Speaking of, we had the assess.
We did assess and take action, basically.
Okay, what are the other maneuvers?
Did you get the toy out? Or
what,
did,
nap?
Did you even try it?
His name.
Huh? Did you get the toy out, or did you even...
No, he's got it. There's actually a card over there. Something to give it to you.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been playing with it. He's
right.
Broken one of the pieces.
Well, of course he has.
But he's, yeah, he loves it. Kim's not a big fan of the...
Hammer?
Semi-automatic handgun and the big knife.
I like the big rifle.
He's running around with it himself. He sent me like it's a gun. Yeah, that's how it got broken because it's not like.
I remember running around with the neighborhood with more realistic looking Star Wars guns when we were kids. I mean, the ones that had the gunmetal black and we didn't have the red orange cap or the red cap.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys need to check out. Did you? Anybody see my Facebook?
All the pictures you posted today, like 30 of them.
It was more like six, and I could have posted 100. I mean, every one of them's good.
They are though.
Aren't they? There's a new artist, James.
Oh, he's been around for a while.
Well, new to me. James Hance, I think. H-A-N-C-E. Let me check. Anyway, he does this mashup stuff, say, between Star Wars and Muppets, Star Wars and Calvin and Hobbes, Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his stuff is good. I mean, it's really, it's not.
Conserve. It's interesting stuff.
Yeah. He does this one where it's Jim Henson is God.
Oh, yeah.
And this is he's coming down, Kermit's on the cloud, and the touching figures. It's really neat.
Gambit.
It's really neat.
Go to ground.
But I love it. So I actually went online and bought his daughter's sick, apparently, so donated a few bucks.
Oh, is that the Mandy that you posted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. His daughter is sick, so I donated a few bucks to that. So I will get a website up for that. And it's interesting. And but his work's really good, so anybody's listening, check him out. If you don't know about him. I love his stuff. Oh, here we go. Let's see. My profile on the Book of Face says James Hance. Hance.
Look him up on your own personal Google machine.
That's right. He's got a picture of Fozzie Bear as Jane from Firefly. Isn't that hilarious?
Wearing his cunning hat.
Yeah, wearing his very cunning hat. Fozz, the bear they call Fozz. Love that.
That's a great episode. The Mutters.
Anyway, this is my favorite, though. I wish I could get this on a t-shirt.
Which one's that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one. See, that's the one I remember seeing for a long time.
Right. That's what that, I started like, oh, I got to check this guy out.
Han Solo and Chewbacca as Calvin and Hobbes going down a hill in a red wagon.
In a red wagon with Millennium Falcon written down the side. So it's the iconic picture of Calvin and Hobbes bouncing down the hill in the wagon. But Calvin is Han and Hobbs is Chewbacca. It's really cool. I'd love to have that on a shirt. So if anybody's listening can do that, do it. I'd buy it. It's awesome. Okay. So, you want to ding again so we know where the dead space is? We can just cut between two clips.
I'll find it. Ding incoming.
No, sometimes you leave in these long spaces just because you think it's funny and we comment them on the end of them. And I've been listening to them. We have this one long space in one of the podcasts.
I'm not saying I don't miss them.
No, I try to cut them. No, but at the end it is sort of like you left it in because we comment about, ooh, this is podcast gold.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not why I left it in. But you left it in just because
I missed it and I got sick and tired of editing after 2 hours.
there's a combination. Hey, you had to have a podcast.
Didn't say it didn't get onerous after a while.
Mm-hmm. Sucks being compulsive about it. Mm-hmm.
The thing is I'm not compulsive to a fault. I eventually just give up.
All right.
So what would be our strategy for our next maneuver?
Well, let's wait for Doug. But there's some stuff I want to discuss before I call.
Well, of course you do.
I do. And I don't think I'm going to be alone in this. But I wanted to, I did call and let you know, and I'm not picking nits or anything. I think this is important for the game because I think there's a reason why we're not finishing our maneuvers. So,
while we're not finishing them or completing
we're
them,
we're not completing them within
a timely manner.
All right. One of them is, for example, I was listening to.
Do you want to discuss this when Doug's not here?
No, well, I'll talk.
He'll
about,
reiterate.
I'll talk about my side or our side, what we've done. Like, you've had a building scene and a conflict scene. I'm pointing at Joe right now with Vox. And I think I just finished the last one that dropped, episode 8 or chapter 8 or whatever.
Did you say drop?
Drop.
Podcast drop.
Seriously, really?
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Stop the press. I just always wanted to say that.
So anyway, in the latest podcast that is posted, that you can download.
They drop. Drop into your aggregator.
Vox actually has a conflict scene and a building scene. I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work. I think you either get a conflict or a building.
I have not chosen to take the conflict scene of any
And I think we can still do it. I think it's okay because I think you can still have a building scene and a conflict scene if the story requires it.
Without doing conflict. I just get nominated because I have the right dueling skills.
You still have left in your body.
I don't want
for our maneuver.
I'm not saying anybody's doing anything conscious.
Like
I'm good with
this on it. But I think, and for example, color and interstitial scenes, they are completely.
You're beating us by like 6, I think.
Optional.
Right.
So if you don't have a color scene, or you're not trying to do something on interstitial, or you need to cover something with somebody, then we've accomplished what we need to accomplish. Move on.
Well, I think we need some resolution in like what we tried to do last time with the lawyer. And the building scene that we did, where we were going to expose this law, and we don't have an outcome for that yet.
Well, we still need to.
The law is just hanging out there.
Would that fall under black or take action?
No,
that was our take action. Not the main premise of our last maneuver to take action to bring out the law. Used,
well,
get the current rights.
We should have used.
Well, and that gets to what I want to talk about with Doug gets. When we have maneuvers that stretch over 3 weeks, 3 separate games, we kind of lose track. And I know. And Todd, and I love him,
Love him. But he's going to kick him in the nuts.
No, I'm not going to kick him in the nuts. But Todd is, you remember, because we were playing that game.
But Todd is a dick.
No.
Oh, you can leave that one.
No. The last game we were playing, and Todd's, and Doug started to, Doug's took action against my building scene to get rid of people, and he started saying, "Well, I'm going to bring his stuff in," which is totally cool. She let it go.
Yeah.
Dog fart.
God.
We'll be back in a minute.
We hope.
Actually, but remember when you said, I'm like, well, we could do this, and I could do this, and I'll stop paying the lawyer. We'll get this. And you said, you are on to step 8. Right? You remember saying that?
Okay. Vaguely.
Okay. Well, you did. And you were right. But I think what happens is, I think another one is coming.
Okay. Go ahead.
But I think what happens is, in the meantime, you're thinking about what's happened in the last game. Two or three of us have moved or taken actions. And you think, well, I want to do this. I want to, you're advancing the story. You know where you want the story to go.
Yeah.
And so you come in and say, okay, well, this development has occurred since the last maneuver. For example, the beginning of the second maneuver, your action had to do primarily with the queen and going in and doing the stuff with the little girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We went away. We come back. And I think it was game 9, the following game, you come in and then announce that
The change had been made.
Yeah. My problem with that is, I think we need to resolve the maneuver with the little girl, the queen, and all everything that entails, and then come back in the next maneuver. Then that becomes a maneuver. I don't think in this game, in Burning Empire specifically, the system, because it's adversarial, if there's a scene, you can, if there's something that occurs, if it's something that happens, you have to describe what happened, the board met, and they had him ejected. That is a scene that you have to use in a building scene or a conflict scene. Otherwise, you come in the middle of a maneuver, give us new things to deal with, and we're still trying to figure out how to deal with the last thing and if we want to deal with it or how we're going to move on. Now, I have to say, after I called you, I was stewing on this pretty good. I was obsessing, and Kim told me
no.
No.
Really?
You? I have to admit,
obsessing.
I was obsessing.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
But Kim said, you need to call Bill.
Oh my God.
Because she was sick and tired of hearing it.
Because she was sick and tired of hearing it. And I said, Todd is taking more actions. Taking maneuvers he shouldn't be taking. And that's why our maneuvers are stretched out. It's because,
Kim was saying this?
Kim was saying, you need to call Bill and have him talk you out of your tree.
And meanwhile, he's sitting there going on like that, and all he's trying to do is get past Kim snoring. Because she's not responding the way that he wants.
No. He agreed with me.
Hey, Doug.
Huge.
And just to make the story.
How
you
doing?
Better.
Yeah?
Doug here. Should we do introductions? I'm Jeff.
I'm Roy.
I'm Joe.
Jason.
Doug.
Todd. Yeah. And the farty dog.
And Gassy McGassy.
Sir Fart-Select. So anyway, I called Bill. Bill agrees with me, too.
Oh, well.
And I tried to be fair. I was trying to be fair. So
I tried to be fair, but I gave him my side of the story.
So what you're saying is we need to get Bill a conference call.
Well, yeah. You can call Bill if you want. We can do it. But I called and I talked to Roy about it. Roy thought I was right, too.
I did?
He's telling you that part. Yeah, he said, yeah, I did.
When did we talk?
Just before I called you. So what time was that?
When was this?
I don't even know what day that was.
I'm not disputing. I just don't remember.
Was it Tuesday?
That was Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Oh, yes. Yes. Because that's when my wife said,
yes,
you're Tuesday. Talking about this on a day that you don't have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's when Kim walked in. She said, you need to call Bill and ask him. Here's in a nutshell. For Doug. All I'm saying,
and for the rest of the podcast audience who didn't get
the first time, everybody checks up and takes a rap.
Pulled Bill on everybody.
All right, I pulled Bill out. And the reason why Kim told me to call Bill.
He pulled the Bill card.
The reason why she said to call Bill is because Bill tends to balance me out. And he's very reasoned and he's always very even. And I miss him in this game. Because we need him. But my point was this. As I was looking, I was sort of reviewing how the game progressed. And in the last maneuver, Todd had announced, this is what the Valen are doing. And he went and he did the whole building scene with the girl being Hulk. Mm-hmm. The following game, he comes in.
She's taken.
Right. Well, they took her and they did all the research. Okay, to find out, you know.
He did the research and then took the girl to replace the one he killed.
Right. The following game, this is where the important part is. Well, that's not important. This is the important part. He comes in and announces that Nicholas has been removed by the board.
Yep.
I don't think he can do that without a building scene or a conflict scene. Because he is doing actions between characters that where there's a conflict. Because Nicholas didn't want to be removed.
Well, Nicholas was the figure of note, too, wasn't he?
Yes, and he is a figure of note. It's not like he's nobody. He is a figure of note, and there's a conflict. If there's a conflict, you need to roll dice. You need a scene. And he can't just say yes to his own stuff.
I agree with that.
Ooh. Sure. So here's the thing that I was telling Jeff about this, is that there's stuff that goes on behind the scenes all the time. I mean...
Now, I'm listening.
You just started getting
you started twitching.
I know.
Shaking my head, but yep. I didn't interrupt you.
There's stuff that goes on behind the scenes all the time. Do you need a note? Do you need a roll on it? Do you not need a roll on it? Who knows? All right? As far as that goes, it was preordained that he was going to replace Nicholas. He was... Nicholas. Sorry. I'm getting the names confused. Lawson was going to replace Nicholas. It was ordained. He was his heir apparent. That was made evident even when we started. Okay? Lawson was his heir apparent. Nicholas didn't want to go, and he has this urgent desire to see the health of the company continue on beyond his years. And he doesn't think that Lawson can do it. So, he's trying to do everything that he can by going forward. That was not the intention in the beginning as far as having him replaced, but through losing the duel with making concessions, that kind of thing, Nicholas is seen as weak by the board. Because he has made all the concessions to the Kern. The Kern have also been accused of importing weapons, and it doesn't appear that he's doing anything about it. So the board said, it's time for you to go. Mm-hmm. And it is that, I mean, if the board says it's time for you to go, you go. Well, that's it. I mean, there's no argument with it.
No, they're.
I totally get your motivations, but
I agree.
Time,
and I agree. The motivations are all good, and I think. And
at
I
the
totally
same time,
supported.
Several people have relations with the figure note you just got rid of, like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even then, you guys went in and pulled the figure of note to your side,
but he's not in power anymore.
And yeah, he's not really on our side.
He is on your side, but he said that he's not going to do anything that's going to harm the people of the company, which is a reasonable thing.
All I'm suggesting, I think everything is adequate. Everything you said is, I think it's justified. I think the maneuver is justified. I think it makes sense in the story. I think that's all good. You need to make that your maneuver. You need to take that action to have him removed, because we might go, holy crap,
and fight.
We want to go to the board and argue against it.
Mm-hmm.
If the board argued that...
I mean, who can just say the board removes him? It's like, all right, well, I'm going to say the Darkon Empire is now sending 100 ships.
I have 200.
And none of the hookers are going to work anymore.
If the board said...
We can't say that. I mean, and you wouldn't say yes to that, because you'd be crazy to say yes to that, because how do you do that? How do you go about doing that?
If the board had decided that Nicholas had to die, would that have just happened?
Well, this is not.
Because you have
to need
children.
To die.
You see, this is my point.
I agree, but you have to have children.
You have to have. You just have to have. I think you have to make that your maneuver. You have to have a scene or a conflict where that occurs. You could have put that in the maneuver and had your building scene with her, but then had the conflict. But you need to establish it, and maybe give us an opportunity to jump in. I mean, honestly, you have to give us an opportunity to jump in.
Well, here's what I don't understand.
At least Doug.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. Because I am basing the way that this company runs on the way that normal companies run. Okay? Because, I mean, this is a merchant league. This is companies. This is capitalism-driven. This is the way it is. Mm-hmm. But companies now have a board.
It requires a vote. It requires...
When those 10, 12, however many people get together...
Doesn't require a vote?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a vote, and you have somebody on the other side who doesn't want to go. Is that a conflict?
Well, it's immaterial if they want to go or not.
It is material because, when I called you and talked to you on the phone, and I had a wrinkle here, you said, well, because of her veil and fingers and all the wrinkles she has and all the control she has of people on the board,
yeah,
it was a done deal. Well, wait a minute. How did she get her fingers on the board? When did that happen?
Okay.
I mean,
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's something I wanted to look up. Go ahead.
Because, well, if the board is all infected with the Valen, then we're not in the infiltration phase. We're on to the next phase.
No.
You already jumped. I mean, how do you
fit? No, because the next phase is...
Well, how we all do it.
No.
We all go up an octave.
The second phase is when they start taking people in power and turning them into Valen. They start. This is they get their toehold and then they start putting their tendrils out. The next one is when they start doing. The third one's just full on invasion.
Yeah.
If the board's already done, and we never agreed to that when we burned the world. We agreed that you had a figure of note in power who was availing. We all agreed to that. We didn't agree that the entire board of Prime.
That's not the case.
No, but
that's not the case.
Okay. All I'm saying is, you can't. This is not like D&D. Not like Burning Wheel, where, you know, you're just playing against our beliefs. It's an adversarial relationship here.
Right.
You have your move. We have our moves. And I was trying to think, well, how is that necessarily fair to the GM? And I think it's because we hit our beliefs, and your whole thing is to... Your move is, Valen are coming. We're screwing with each other. And so we're not necessarily taking actions necessarily against you because we're too busy screwing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you only get one move a turn just like we only get one move a turn. Mm-hmm. Because your move is huge compared to and controlling over what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start thinking, rethinking our beliefs as you keep coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that these arbitrary, or not arbitrary, unilateral sort of this happens in the middle of a maneuver is inherently unfair in this system because we are trying to prevent the Valen from coming in and they are progressing without ever touching a die.
Yeah, but wait a second. Let me ask you this. Nothing has been done so far to specifically combat the Valen. In other words, I found a Valen and I'm going to kill him.
The CEO of Prime... Is completely beholden to the queen, who is his adopted daughter.
No. What I'm talking about is that the actions of the characters so far. Okay. No, you don't know that the little girl is the queen.
It doesn't matter. None of that matters.
No, but what I'm saying is that you all are still fighting with each other.
Fox is not.
Okay.
And Fox doesn't fight with anybody.
We haven't been fighting this with each other. I mean, we've been on the same page. We've got, I mean, Doug and I are at different beliefs and stuff. All I'm saying is, if you think, well, it'd be great if this happens, you need to come in and say, this is my maneuver and this is what I want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way we get to sort of turn the story and go. I'm completely willing to play the ball where it lies and we keep going.
Okay.
But I think in the future, we can't just walk in and say, this is what, I mean, I can't come in and say, like in the Witherscape game, and say, this is what happened. This is what happened as a result. Because as a GM in that game, I'm just sort of trying to hit people's beliefs. In this, you're trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't come in and say, well, the Valen have advanced in this aspect. You can't do that. You have to do a building scene to advance them.
All right. Look, acknowledged. All right? Then I won't do that, and I agree with you on that. Here's my thing, and I want you to understand where I'm coming from, is that, again, and I'm going to go back to just this particular thing. If... None of you were on the board, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's depending on how far that law flies that we never really get.
You're not on the board. You're not on the board of
companies. But we can do circle tests.
We
can roll circle tests.
I understand that.
I know somebody on the board.
Hear me out.
I'll purchase somebody on the board.
Regardless of the ownership of the planet, the company still exists on its own. Even if you said, you don't own the planet, you're going to have to lease it from us. The company leases it from us.
I'm not saying you don't get a good obstacle, but you still have to do it.
Did you hear me out?
No, I don't want to hear you out because I don't believe what you're saying.
Okay, good. If the board wants somebody gone, they're gone. Period. Now, that being said, does a powerful enough CEO make the argument, no, there's a lot of factors to look at. And I'm talking real-world scenarios, okay? Does a Jeff Immelt sit there and go, you're not kicking me off this board? He's powerful enough and owns enough stock that he's not going to get kicked off the board, okay? But somebody who just got appointed, the board just may make a decision and kick him off. But you're talking, you know, when you groom somebody, you might groom them for years before they're at this position. I didn't go into that, how long he's been in that position.
But who's the board? I mean, this arbitrary...
It's an arbitrary board.
I mean, why don't you just say that another race comes in and blows up the planet?
Well, that's not the point.
It is the point, because something is happening that's beyond our control that we don't have any say in it.
But wait a second. But again, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the real world. I mean, you understand where the thought process came from.
Sure. I mean, we totally agree with it. And I mean, I think everybody said your move is legitimate.
Uh-huh.
It's a great move. It makes perfect sense. But I think it needs to be a maneuver, and I think you need to make a scene, and you need to roll.
I don't know if it needs to be an entire maneuver.
Well, it needs to be either a conflict or a building.
I'll grip it.
I mean, it's probably a conflict, but it...
I think there's examples in the book under maneuver about us deciding to take out a figure of note for that maneuver.
Okay.
Which is what you did. You took out a figure of note.
No, you did.
You took Nicholas out of play.
No, I didn't take him out of play.
He's
still in play.
He's a refugee.
He's a
pretty much.
He's a eunuch, man.
Absolutely not.
You totally depowered
him.
No.
You told him to pack shit in a box and
get out.
Wait. We can vote here. Who thinks Nicholas got taken out of play? Because we had to do a building scene to try to get him back in.
Hold on.
We had to use a scene to get him back.
I'm going against my counter relations to put this idiot back in line. I'm glad you took him out to begin with.
Uh-huh. Because
that's what I was going to do.
See, he got taken out.
Now he's under my thumb.
We had to burn our roles to get him back. You see? We wasted our action to get him back.
You didn't get him back. You got him on your side.
So, and now we have to go get him back.
Why is it up to you? Now he's on, wants to get back.
So was the board going to bring him back arbitrarily?
They don't know. You don't know?
They're going to. They need to make a roll. We need to be able to bribe people. I'm pointing at Roy. Roy's crime lord needs to be able to bribe people on the board to have a new vote. We need to have the passionate argument by the hammer lord.
Okay,
we,
all right.
Me coming in and maybe, you know, having...
Don't you have, like, 200 resources? Can't you just buy out enough stock to get them?
I'm going to buy a new planet starter. This one is screwed. Because messed up.
Between the two of you, you could buy, like, a quarter of all the seats on the board.
Yeah, but we don't agree with each
other. All right. Now, hold on.
Free Jeff.
Hey, this is good compared to last Tuesday.
I'm doing really good.
We could go on for a long, long time over this. And this is what I asked Jeff. I said, I'm not going to retcon this.
No.
I mean, because I absolutely don't want you to. That being said.
I want you to.
Smack him.
Thank God you're just the editor.
I'll be fine.
Free Duke.
That was just perfect.
Okay.
I agree that it should have been at least a building scene, maybe a conflict. It is not the subject of a maneuver. I think that's too much.
No, I don't think it is. I think it...
Okay. That's what I think. Okay? All right?
Well,
you may disagree.
The subject of the maneuver is what you're trying to accomplish by the end of the maneuver.
Right.
How you go about doing that is one thing or another. But you need a building scene or you need a conflict to do what you did.
I understand. Okay. That one little, not little, but that one thing.
And I just want to, and for the record, are any other Valens in the board? Are there Valens in the board so we know? Because we never decided that that was going to happen.
No.
Okay, if you're going to haul a person on the board, you're going to have a scene to do
okay.
that.
Okay, well, I tell you what. I won't haul anybody unless you know about it.
That's what I'm
saying. How's that? Is that better?
That's exactly
okay.
what I mean.
Okay, now you know that there is at least one hold in some form or fashion.
As a player.
As a player, you already know that there is one.
I'm good with that.
At least one.
I'm good.
On the ship.
I'm smiling.
Actually, two.
Two.
Yeah.
Who the else? Nanny. Is your sister home?
No.
The nanny.
The nanny. Nanny.
Not the nanny.
Not the
The
nanny.
Two girls.
Yes. Yes, she was.
The queen and the replacement.
No.
No.
Or not the replacement. What, the girl she held.
Eloise wasn't holding.
The queen and Nagomi.
Oh, Nagomi is holding.
Nagomi is Valen. Is Valen Valen. Because she knew about the queen coming. She knew that it was the queen.
Okay.
So right. You know those two.
And I believe we agreed to that.
At least. Those two.
Yes. At least?
There's at least. Well, who knows? I'm saying.
There needs to be a role.
But my point is that if anybody else comes in that's hulled, now they're going to start coming in trying to bring in hulled people. Oh,
shit. Well, they could bring in hulled people.
Yeah. Bring in hulled people or... Was that me or was that somebody else?
I think it was me.
Not me.
Check it. But I think bringing in a whole person requires...
That was me, sorry.
That's okay. But bringing in a whole person requires like a circle throw.
Not necessarily. You could bring in some... Well, what I'm more thinking of is not bringing in a whole person.
Doug's nodding.
Well, no, wait a second. What I'm thinking is not bringing in a whole person. I'm bringing in the Navy is what I'm thinking of. And then hauling them
that's
there.
A scene. That's a scene.
I understand that. I understand.
Smuggling in the Navy.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. But what I'm saying is that... That's what I see now is that you might have one or two Valen already coming in as already hulled or something like that. But that's a scene. I acknowledge that. They just don't show up. All right? Unless you're Kern, which you can show up anywhere. Because who gives a damn about them?
Well, that's not
enough. Well, the whole point of this phase is for you to smuggle in Valen.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the whole point. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Thank God Joe wasn't listening.
WWVD. Who wants VD?
What would Vox do? I'm telling you, we need iron bands. Who wants VD?
Bandana, something. VD rags.
That's what I wanted to cover. I just wanted to... I totally am cool with where the story's going. I think it all makes sense. I just think in those situations, you need a role. There has to be a scene. You have to say, this is what I'm accomplished, and you use your resources to do it. Otherwise, we're at a disadvantage. Okay. Are we ready to talk
to you? Do you feel better now?
Right. I do. I really do.
That's 32 minutes of complete ridiculousness brought to you by Sam Adams.
I am glad we started earlier tonight.
Samuel Adams? His name's Jeff. Ridiculousness? Dude, I'm trying to protect you. That's all right. Don't worry about it. We are Vox. Get that straight.
Ich bin Voxer.
No, Kern.
Ich bin Kern.
So, I am a donut.
I still wonder.
Jelly donut.
Well, how did we resolve? What's the resolution of our last maneuver when we were going to expose this law?
We rolled
and
off.
And what happened?
We lost some dice. Anybody figured out until today?
Yeah.
Todd was supposed to figure out the
and
results
Todd
of the maneuver.
Is staring off.
Todd is staring off. I can try and remember exactly how
we Todd tells us the results of the maneuver. We award Artha. We come up with the next maneuver. That's
okay. What was the last thing? What was the last thing that we did? You pulled in. Did you pull in Nicholas?
We pulled Nicholas back. We
got Nicholas. Was that it?
On
was
our
that the
side,
end of
but
it?
He's still out of power. We haven't done anything else.
You said that was your conflict. Yeah. But we were kind of under the pressure that it was ours. However you want to do
it. Well, I mean, unless you have something else you want to do, and that's fine. I thought we agreed that was the end of it. And we rolled then, too, didn't we?
We rolled we did do the end of the...
Cross-tests, rhetoric.
And he did the speech.
And he was speaking on behalf of Vox.
Yeah.
We rolled, and the new disposition is 23 for the bad guys and 15 for the good guys.
We're like a maneuver.
We lost 6 on the maneuver 2 roll, and we gained 2 for getting the current on our side.
Yeah. We're a maneuver away from what?
We get down to single digits for control.
Burning a new planet?
No, you're not burning a new planet. You go,
no, we'll go back to where we
getting our asses stomped.
Actually, we might. Who knows? I don't know how we want to do that.
Okay.
But so, we'll worry about that in the future.
That was the result of the maneuver. We got him back in. So what is the... Where do we stand with the maneuver? And this just gives to give us a feel.
Okay. As a feel, here's what's going on. There is a little bit of... Actually, there's not a little bit. There's quite a bit of chaos in the management system of Prime. Okay? They now know that although Nicholas is not CEO, he still wields influence and power in his own way, because he's not a poor man. He's got quite a bit of money, and he's got tremendous ties with the military. Okay, so. That's where they're concerned. They don't know if he wants to take over the company again or not, but he is still in a position of as an emeritus, so to speak. Okay. They know that it'll be bad PR if he just goes off and does his own thing. Okay. So. The current management wants to tread lightly. And you guys haven't experienced that, but that's kind of your feel of it. As far as the Queen realizes that this is the key to future invasions. This planet will further their invasion plans throughout the galaxy. It'll increase their efficiency 150%. If they can get this planet, hold it, and mine the Claudium from it. She knows that they will at this point do everything they can to get it. They would rather do it by the traditional means of infiltration and just have it essentially handed to them as opposed to taking it. Because they realize that it's certainly valuable to everyone else. You know, this is the diamond that everybody wants. And she realizes that she's going to have to have other people fighting for her. Not just bringing in ship after ship after ship after ship after ship, because she knows it'll be costly to do that. And that's where we stand right now.
Okay.
What was your goal for the maneuver?
Find out the Queen, to find out everything about
her. She went to assess Claudia.
Yeah.
Great.
And ours was to take
the
action.
To get the rock.
Yeah. Yeah, but our, which was a take action, right? To take one of the factions occurring to ourselves. And I think we haven't necessarily accomplished that, but we're on our way.
Here's what we stated on the 4th. Maneuver goals were to take action. Take action against the merchants to take Harbinger's rock legally and get it in the hands of the Kern.
Excuse me. See, we didn't accomplish that. We worked toward it, but we didn't accomplish it. Because we...
The GM's maneuver, sorry, Jeff, was to assess the planet defenses for naval insertion. Not about him.
Sorry. So that...
Oh, smack.
Oh. It's okay.
I'm just saying what
we don't
saying.
Do what we say in our maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We do other things too.
Oh, I know.
But you're not arguing with Doug. So
You keep your filthy paws off my life support systems.
Balin need love.
Okay, so you... All right, so let's... And that's why I think where our maneuvers are taking longer is because we're not actually... We need to say this is what our maneuver is. Yeah, we need to say this is our maneuver and really go after it. And I think that'll tighten things up a little bit. Once we accomplish it, we get in, we get out. We don't have nobody get in. We don't go through interstitials or colors. Things. We don't need to. We need to do them, by all means.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun.
It is fun. But
it definitely adds to the content of the story.
People forget from game to game because we have to...
People forget from game to game. Maybe we should write it on a big piece of paper and stick it on our foreheads.
A board. We need a big... dry erase board.
Dry erase board.
Yeah. Or you can have
but,
like,
but they'll see the big board.
Big whiteboard.
Yeah, then you would remember which that's the planetary dimensions.
Or we could use a web portal where we update this.
Okay. So you need to decide.
That would be entirely too convenient.
I did some updates.
You rock too.
Yeah, no, they were good.
I will do some more.
We need to decide. We need to go through beliefs. And do maneuvers.
Can we discuss our maneuver before we go into beliefs? Because I don't really know where my character
We need to award Artha for what happened.
For what happened.
Okay.
And then we can do beliefs. We can do maneuver and then beliefs.
I'd rather base my beliefs around the maneuver and what we're going to do versus
That makes sense. That's a good way to get persona points if you can accomplish it. And it's probably a really good way for us to stay focused. We set the maneuver,
exactly. We
do our beliefs, and then we really
we look at our beliefs every week. I think if we drive for it in our beliefs, maybe we'll tighten our
Sanders?
Scatterness about.
Wow.
Good word.
You don't like the word sphincter?
He could have said butthole.
Yeah.
Sphincter's much better. I like sphincter.
Do you like sphincter?
Yes.
Over on that side of the table.
Okay, Lord,
like sphincter.
It's a new definition of being hold.
Hold me. I'm going to say that every game. All right. Okay.
No,
let's award Arthur.
All right. Let's go for beliefs.
Do you have it open on your book?
Yep. Page 343.
No, I'm talking to Jeff.
He's got it. He's got to go through it. He can lead us through it.
Page 343.
Thank you. 343 in our hymnal.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know if it's Sean or Dan that said that, but I love that. If you turn to page 400 in your hymnal, you'll see that you're completely...
Belief. Driving the game forward with a belief. Let's start with Mr. Cranky Pants.
Doug.
No, I think you went in this way.
Okay. I believe I was driving the game forward. This being Jeff and Frost. I'm actually making notes on this. But because two or three games ago, I was trying to stay in.
What's the belief you're arguing for?
Yeah.
Harbinger's Rock must be annexed by the Darkon Empire to strengthen its claim to the throne. The Kern are the soul to Harbinger's Rock, and they are the key to its annexation. Win them, win the Rock. I think I've been playing that the whole time.
You got that.
Both of them, you think?
Yeah.
And the one I had before, because I've since changed it, it had to do with Lawson, and he's now the new power. I think I changed it after you said, hey, Lawson's there. I argued with him to try to let him to stay,
mm-hmm.
and he still threw me out the door,
mm-hmm.
or he still said no. So I think I've played all three of those
mm-hmm.
in the course of those games. I may have, there may have been separate events, but I'll leave it at that because those are the ones that come to mind.
Wait, I completely agree.
So you're arguing for belief you don't currently hold? You're saying
I'm arguing for a belief that I held at the time.
But then you changed it.
I changed it after it didn't happen, and I asked Todd, I want to change this belief. He said, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Change it, sure. But now what you're arguing is...
No, wait a minute. He argued the belief when he had the belief.
Uh-huh.
That belief now no longer exists.
Sure.
So at the time, he had the belief and was going forward with it.
So you're going to reward him for up to four beliefs now.
No, I'm done. No, because this belief, I haven't worked with it.
But you could have, right? And then you'd be arguing for 4 points.
I'm not, and I didn't. And at the time I changed it, I said, hey, I want to change this belief because...
Change it, right?
Well,
and when you changed it, I said then. And how many do we get rewarded for?
No. You can get rewarded for playing a belief if you have it, and we change them anytime.
Yeah, you can change them anytime, and I've said
okay,
that.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so, great. I mean, if you're in the middle of a game and...
Because that belief was over and done.
That's my thing, is that
if you can justify it, it's like when we did Witherscape, we did it every night, right? Mm-hmm. Well, over the course of 3 weeks, 4 weeks, however many it is, you might change that belief just because we meet so many times. Sure. I'm okay with that. If you get rewarded four or five, so be it. Okay. I don't have a problem with that. As long as you don't change the belief to suit the immediate situation. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. To get you into or out of something.
Right.
Okay? As long as that's the case, I don't have a problem with that.
That's what I got right now for boys.
Okay. I said that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Roy?
Belief number one really didn't come into it, I don't think. Humans first, aliens second, and the Valen should be scraped from your boot. Second belief.
How do you ever plan to get rewarded for that?
I have no idea.
By screwing the Kern. Screwing the Kern for some human touch.
That's one way to do it.
I mean, he
worked against it because he tried to smuggle weapons.
You helped me to get life support on the system so humans can breathe. How is that net helping humans? Humans first.
The way these worded is
to
the expense of the other two.
Yeah. Or other one. I mean, see, I think what you've done is you pigeonholed yourself into a belief that has unique things that you have to do.
Sure. Where you get to choose between humans over current or current over.
Yeah, but didn't he chose against it though? He tried to work against it.
Yeah, there's another one on.
Well, he tried to smuggle the weapons to the Kern.
Well, he doesn't get rewarded for that, I believe. He gets rewarded for working against his traits or his instincts.
That's a mold breaker.
Yeah, he's.
Okay.
And I don't know these. I don't know if it's necessarily a mold yet that we never saw him say, well, you know, we hate those Kern and we're glad they were, you know, playing a racist or something against the Kern. We can. Anyway.
Round the box.
But I think you're right. No, you don't.
Got it.
Okay.
I wouldn't have thought. I didn't think I deserved a thing.
I agree with you.
I know. Nice to have you on my side. I will get the Kern better arms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're working on that.
Yep.
Definitely.
And belief number three.
We don't get the vote, right?
Belief number three.
You said we. Certainly Jeff does.
I will aid Vox in his quest for power.
How did you aid Vox?
Yeah.
Everybody aided Vox.
I contributed a crap load of money in order to get a nice
everybody
lawyer.
Lawyer.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Two. Joe.
Hey, stinky doggy.
I will strengthen my position as the leader of the Kern workforce.
You work towards
I think you've been working on that.
I'm assuming mm-hmm. by the campaign and mm-hmm. with Nicholas and yeah. everything that I've done. I will expose the Valen presence and use fear to solidify my power. Mm. Again, every time I discuss going George W. is what I was talking about. I want to scare them into thinking the Valen are here, and if they don't keep me in power, the Valen is going to get them.
I don't think you've done that.
He has.
Really?
When?
Poster number three.
Okay. He has said on several occasions... He is specifically invoking the aspect of the idea of being George W. Now, I got that. Other people who are not of the Republican persuasion might not see it things that way.
I see.
I'm
not
afraid of things that you're invoking George W.
I think it's great that
he says it, but when did he do it? Tell me when he did it.
Well,
I'm scared of the current. When did he do it? When did he do it? I know he's
well, I discussed it with the campaign propaganda with Doug.
Was there a role, though? Isn't that what we said before? It needs to be a role?
Well, it needs
not
to advance.
Necessarily.
Yeah, it needs to advance the story in a significant way, or you get a role or something.
I think if you had...
I can skip that one. My last one wasn't very... Well, I guess my last one is this overarching, maybe an overall yes. I will continue building trust with the psychologists, the military, and the black market to further current interests on Harvard.
You're good with fraud.
Sure.
Yeah, you did that.
So, two out of three ain't bad.
No. Jason?
No, those fake or what are
fake.
They?
Well, I mean, when we all went to talk to Nicholas together, you were working on that. I mean, I think that's, you were establishing that we are a unit working together, at right. least in this issue.
Right.
Good. Belief one is jobs for the family come first. Right now, I'm still pushing for whatever Roy is wanting at this point.
That even means working with the guy that threw me in jail.
I let you out.
No, but you got thrown in jail in the first maneuver, right?
Yes.
Okay. The second one.
The second maneuver is when I got him out.
The second one, I don't believe I've gotten to yet. Still probably working on it. I will aid Vox in creating better scanners for Valen through Prime Corp equipment. I haven't really done any of that except for get into the system. The third belief is there's no security I can't beat, and I've hacked into the one thing to...
I'll give you that one. Doug?
Belief number one. I must help Vox solidify his position to win control of Lucerne.
Got that.
Number two, I must annex Harbinger's Rock from my father by winning ownership of the rock for the Kern.
Yeah, you work well.
You definitely work on that, yeah. Asshole.
Third one, I don't think. I must regain control of the Kern's training. I didn't do anything on that one.
Nope. Didn't you? Well, you lost control of it.
I lost control in the first maneuver.
Yeah.
No, it didn't come back
in the second maneuver.
No. In the second maneuver, I never got around to doing anything to try to get it back.
Yeah, it was all the first maneuver.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I remember because I went through and listened to... I remember you got into a scene about that, and that was in the end of the first maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the end of the conflict of the first maneuver, the outcome of that was the training for the Kern goes back to Diana.
Okay.
All right. Instinct. Not playing an instinct to make the character's life difficult.
Nope.
I don't know if that came into play for anybody.
I will almost keep that from the Philosopher's Guild.
I mean, it will.
Yeah.
It can, I should say.
I can't say for my guy that his is always have a connection with Ookla. If threatened with physical force, force the attacker's mind with psychology. Always read people. I mean, for the first time. It hasn't really come in.
Yours is easy. I mean, all you got to do is break connection with Ookla for somebody else who needs it right then.
No, if I get attacked and I maintain it.
No, but my point is...
It's a detriment.
Yeah, to make it difficult, to make your life difficult, if you break the connection with Ookla to do something with somebody else, and all of a sudden you get attacked or Ookla finds something else going on and...
Well, but that's not the only way it can affect me.
To
have this, playing my instinct against myself,
uh-huh.
If I get attacked psychologically and I say, oh, I just need one more die here, uh-huh. I can sever with Ookla like that. But if I choose not to... Then I've played the instinct to my detriment.
Yeah,
but that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
So you've but already that's got only a that's not, it happens both sides.
I understand.
Okay. You've already got a neuron tied behind your back. Understand?
and when you only have two, that's a problem.
Oh, I know it. Instincts? No, I'm getting
it. Joe, Jason.
No, I don't think so, unless carrying my forgery kit, but he's the one that threw me in jail and now I'm not going to use it.
I think Doug has said no three or four times.
No.
Trait. Invoking a trait that sends a story in an unforeseen direction. Anyone? Make a suggestion, because I can't think of any.
Dark on loyalists.
Well, what gave me the extra body of argument against us in that last one?
Yeah, but was that an unforeseen direction?
No, it wasn't unforeseen. It was exactly the direction I was headed.
Exactly. I have the trait dark on loyalist. As soon as I got removed, I was like, fine, we're pulling out, and we are... exerting Darkon's interests here in this space station.
Yeah, but is that being a Darkon loyalist?
Is it Darkon or Dying?
It's being a Darkon loyalist. I mean, I'm thinking, hey, I'm going, I'm going to bring Darkon in here.
Okay.
They're not exclusive.
They're not?
No.
Oh, okay.
I could be pissing being a Darkon loyalist.
All right.
And also, it sent the story in an unforeseen
light
because, you know, we decided to have life support and he got involved into that. So we had a whole kind of stuff about it. So,
any traits?
Is that a fake?
Yes.
Oh, we were doing instincts. Like, traits? No, traits, no.
Jason? Doug?
You sure? Positive. All
right. Do we do MVPs and stuff in this?
What's that?
Do we do MVPs and workboards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting there. Engaged. Good color interstitial scene from the GM awarded by the players. Which I only have one.
Interstitial or color?
Color slash interstitial.
Yeah. I think you get that for the Valen Queen, the whole thing with going.
Oh, that was so creepy.
Yeah, yeah. That was creepy.
Yeah.
You definitely get that.
I was expecting, though, like, bloody fingerprints.
You know, and I thought about that. I thought that would have been so good.
You know, the fluorescent, the fluorescent light blinking.
Yeah.
You know, and she's, freaky. Just creepy, dude. Yeah, you definitely get that.
Right skill, right time. For having a skill to make the story go.
Well, me hacking the system.
Yeah.
Bang. Hold on, but we also got Joe with...
Does that have to be one person?
No.
I think, Joe did influence the try to get him back with the things.
Was that a skill?
I think, didn't he use a skill to influence it? I can't remember if he did or not.
Government-wise, bureaucracy.
Well, I used research for the law as I passed it to you.
Yes, you
did. That was good.
Smuggling didn't work on me, though.
Well, you got weapons.
Made this, but
it didn't really push the story.
What did you do when you found out about the girl missing?
Oh, that was a color scene.
That was a color scene.
He established the...
Right, I established that Cody is 15 and about to join the ranks, and I was throwing a birthday party for him.
Okay.
And her name was taken off the list because she's gone.
Okay.
Which I planned to use this...
I don't know if it's right skill, right time, if somebody's picked for a maneuver, so I'm not going to ask for that. For the oratory or whatever, the rhetoric or whatever I did.
Okay.
At the end of the last maneuver, I don't know that that counts. Because you set it up going in almost.
Joe, we'll get one for that, and so will Jason.
Right skill, right time?
Yeah.
Count the one for research for the Lord?
And was it your idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had an interstitial with Joe and some research.
Oh, that's right.
And
then,
was that fate?
And then he went in. I passed him my research ability through psychology.
Fate.
Cool.
All right, embodiment for really good or distinctive role playing.
Joe.
I'd say Doug, too.
Yeah, I think.
No, the whole thing with the kid, I mean, in the birthday party, that was spot on.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for Doug, there was no need for a lawyer or anything else, because Doug was the one that started going around and collecting everything, and he was the one that actually got the issue about the lawyer and all that going, too.
No, that was my idea, too.
Doug.
No.
Well, and
no, I'm saying we're talking embodiment. But yes, I think Doug gets the embodiment.
If only one goes, I'd say give it to Doug. I got it last time.
I think not. Does one person get embodiment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug can have it. I got it last time.
Okay. Moldbreaker, I don't know that.
I don't know if anybody's done that yet.
No. Nobody's gotten to the Moldbreaker aspect yet.
Well, I tell you, I think Doug.
Did you get the persona?
I did think
if anybody was close, I think it was Doug maybe in the first maneuver when you were going after the Kern to knuckle him under, and you went.
Yeah, but that's the first maneuver.
Yeah, I know. But that would be an example, but I don't think anybody's done anything.
Workhorse.
Well, there's probably three. Doug, Jeff, and Joe. Because
is this a voting one?
I say that all of these are voting ones because I can win these two if I remember. Let's see, Moldbreaker. What's the next? What are we on?
Workhorse.
Oh, sorry. This one's for the players only, not the GM.
But I say it's one of the three for the workhorse. Doug, Jeff, or Joe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jeff, because there was a lot going on that he was involved in.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of Joe's scenes, though, so, and that's...
Yes, you do tend to
improve. I'll go with
Jeff. Oh, just take it.
Thanks, guy. I'd love that persona point. I'll take it.
I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say that Doug was the MVP. That's my two cents.
Well, what are we calling the success?
And besides,
what is the success that we're talking about? What's the crucial element of success?
For MVP?
Yeah.
Because I think he changed the direction of the story. I mean, that's the big thing for me, and that's the way that I look at it. Besides, I don't vote on this. This is your choice. But I think he changed the direction of where everything was going. He had a crucial part to it. And I guess you don't see some of that because it's all rattling around in my head. But
well, I mean, I think because Joe...
And again, this is entirely up to you guys.
I know. I don't...
And for that matter, you don't have to have an MVP.
Oh, I think somebody in our side needs to get
I some point. Right?
Yeah.
If we're all crappy, somebody rises to the level that you know yeah. above that crap. Mm-hmm. So one of us has got to be the most valuable player, even if it's all relative to
well, I think
my big contributions to the maneuver were the posters for Vox and the color scenes.
The posters, the color scene.
But I don't think either one of those was what we succeeded in this maneuver.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what we succeeded on this maneuver was making the law so that the current can gain power over the planet.
But you had a part in that.
You don't pay.
Yeah, but I wasn't the MVP for it.
And then, so what do you think? It's your choice.
Well, I'll give it to Doug if nobody else is going to jump on and say, hey, Joe's there. Then I'll
oh, well, I won't turn it down. Thank you kindly. I'll put that persona to good use. Put my life support system on the building, on the planet.
Personal goals, has anybody resolved to believe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Greater goals, nah. We haven't won a phase.
Winning the phase.
Okay. Is the greater goals for everybody or is it just for one? I'm sorry.
Individually.
Well, no, I mean, if he wins the phase, I think he probably gets the deeds. I think, is that just for players? I mean,
which one is that?
Greater goals? Greater goals, winning the phase?
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not even.
You mean you don't think we're going to win?
All right.
That's my question. Can he win? Can Todd win it?
Yeah. I don't see any reason why not.
Okay.
I know why not. I don't want you to.
No, okay.
Isn't this a story game? Can we just make this up as we go on? Can I just pass the stick? Can the stick be a beer bottle?
Stick can be a beer bottle.
Can a stick be a beer bottle?
I think it's more appropriate the stick's the bottle opener.
There you go.
That would be a little more hygienic.
Okay. Do you want to? I have figured out what my maneuver is.
Write it down.
Well, he'll tell us in a minute.
Give me a piece of paper because I did not bring a thing with me other than my books.
Here, Jason, give me a sheet of paper
because I cleaned up the car.
I got paper.
So you don't have your characters with you?
No.
Sweet.
I was about to do that. No, but I know what I'm going to do. So.
It's all on the website.
No, it's not.
It's all
on the
table. Okay. Here's what happened in this maneuver.
Scribbling.
Let me tell you what happened. Okay, maneuver four.
Yeah, we're done. Let me tell you what happened in the maneuver. You want to roll?
Okay, what do we want to do with this maneuver?
Well,
most of them require assess, so it's going to be...
Well, you've already assessed.
We've already assessed.
You already assessed. You did assess the first maneuver.
The first maneuver.
So, I mean, you can do anything now.
I think, as far as making the story interesting, what we feel our last maneuver for this phase should be is outing the queen. And I think we got two more maneuvers left in this scene before
we're
done. Is
that black? Okay.
Well,
we've got two things that we've been working for that we probably need to resolve. One, getting him elected.
Yep.
And I think a part of that, and I'm pointing at Box, Joe, and part of that is... We've established that law exists and getting some kind of recognition somewhere or something, you know. The other thing is we could tie that into Nicholas coming back in. We established that the Kern, we need to make Joe the leader. You could assassinate his opponent. Just saying. Make Joe the leader. And then we get Nicholas reinstated, who recognizes Joe's power or Joe's authority, and that puts us in a pretty strong position with the Kern and Nicholas. And in the thing, in the meantime, we figure out what's up. I don't know if there's any way. I mean, because we could pursue other agenda, and part of that could be start a whisper campaign, propaganda. I don't know that Amos has propaganda, though. We could hire a propagandist against the Queen once we discover that she is, in fact, failing. Or even Nagomi. I mean, but I don't know that we have any inklings about that. But you're in the last minute with the girl. We can jump off. We can springboard from that. And, we can springboard with the election and move that forward.
Yeah, well, I'll burn a color scene or interstitial or whatever to find out that Eloise is missing and was last seen with the little girl.
Well, you've already done that. I mean,
nope. We know she's missing. All I know is, at this point,
well, I think that requires a building scene, though. I think that would require some kind of rolling to find out when she was last there, what happened. Maybe that's something Jason does. He goes in the computer and finds out where
the scientists were the last ones to take them.
Yeah, where she is. You know, maybe there's a life support system that monitors everybody in the system, kind of where they are. Maybe there is. Maybe there's not. But we find out that she's definitely gone, and it's suspicious circumstances.
That's the subplot we need to work on, because I think that's our big ending for the phase. Because phase two is all about trying to
usurp.
Right, you're trying to take over power, and us trying to stop them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third phase is what, a lot of battle or something? Yeah.
Combat.
Okay.
So our goal for this phase is to get Vox elected.
Well, get elected is what?
For
we're going to use that law.
Or for like
416. Get Vox.
416. I mean, thank you.
Elected is what? Just stay the leader of the workforce? Or are we going to push that law?
Governor Kern. Or governor of Harbinger's Rock.
Why don't we step with governor?
Well, whatever title. I mean, he's going to be the effective. Who's the ruler? The emperor of Harbinger's Rock? Whatever you want to call him. But, you know, governor's probably the most appropriate title.
Governor's good.
What do you think he should do?
Well, for example, if we go for governor, I mean, that's going to be a big push. What I'm saying is we're trying to work on a maneuver, right? Because if Joe becomes governor, that gives us a lot more leeway of what knowledge we'll be able to fight against. Because he'll be pushing for equipment, he'll be pushing for funding, he'll be pushing for the Kern to rise up. So my question was, would that be the maneuver, be a gambit for us? Because if we do a gambit, we lose 3 more points right off the bat. But everything we go against will drive straight at our opponent. That's a
card. But what do we say?
But that's what I'm trying to figure out. If we're what maneuver we want to try to pull?
What's the description for gambit?
In order to make a gambit, your side must have successfully assessed a opposition disposition in a previous maneuver during this phase.
Okay, we've done that.
Okay. However, gambit's a special attack in which your side risks some of its disposition in order to gain an advantage. That's right, you burn your own disposition with this maneuver. Gambit costs 3 points of disposition to use. Subtract the cost when the action is announced at the end of the maneuver. After paying the premium, test it appropriate to gambit skill. Successes from the gambit remove points from the enemy's disposition. Gambit's true power comes from the fact that it is independent of go to ground and flak. It cannot be defended against by those two maneuvers, whereas conserve will work. I think it's versus.
When using this maneuver, describe it in 2 facets. One facet represents the disposition dice that have been risked on this maneuver. What do they stand for? What's being sacrificed? What's being used to distract the enemy? The other facet represents the thrust of the attack. How is the risk being exploited for gain?
See, the gambit would be trying to burn up their resources fighting this legal battle.
But did you see what it did? You read the bottom part? Describe it in 2 facets.
Right.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're trying to distract them with the current election. meantime, we go at them at
exposing
the queen.
Well,
I'm just saying.
As far as what disposition are we risking? Vox's whole reputation.
Well, no, actually, we're the disposition. Wow. Well, it's not really. I mean, it's yeah, not but your reputation. Really. It is actually the Kern being put underfoot rather than being free. Because you step up, that's freedom for them. More this, more that. If
right, but if I fail, what am I left? A useless workforce.
That's no workforce.
They're already replaced. I'm nothing. I think the disposition that we give up is Vox becomes mostly useless.
Neutered.
I mean, there's no reason for him to even reside on the prime satellite. Why are you here, Vox? Your people aren't even working down there.
Well, I'm sure that you've still got some followers.
Hold on. If you have 20-year work contracts, they can't just throw your guys out.
Until 20 years is up.
Until 20 years is up, right.
Well, at the moment.
They've got a contract with the company.
Mm-hmm. Do you obtain?
So, I mean, they can certainly bring in automation and not hire in more Kern and instead deploy more and more automation. So the Kern's only a small percentage of the workforce and the automation's the rest. But the whatever you got now, they're for 20 years. So you still have a power base no matter what.
But is that the type of maneuver we want to do? See, I think Flack will come in later.
Maybe we can take action again, this time against the Queen.
Yeah, I think it's either that or take action. I mean, we take action against the Queen to expose her. I mean, the election's ongoing.
Well, if we do the election thing, wouldn't that be an Inuit? Inuit?
A what?
Page 422, INUNDATE, Inuit.
Inundate.
Inuit.
Inuit. Okay.
Or Inundate.
That's a. Inundate is an all attack using every available resource to overwhelm your opponent.
No, that would be. He attacks Prime. You know, he starts shooting Prime and the Kern storm the place. We bring the Kern up and they storm the place. We're going in to just take people out, I would think. I mean, and just go right at them.
Raids, well, smear campaigns, don't think lengthy of it, don't investigations. Think of it as physical. As,
I mean, I
don't think bombing the planet is one thing. I think, because...
Can we take action against the Queen without assessing her? And we didn't assess. We said we didn't assess, but we never assessed the Queen. Can we, I mean, look, seriously, can we do anything to the Queen without investigating her and making that the point of our maneuver?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I would not think so simply because we don't know anything about the Queen.
Yeah. I mean, how can we take action against the Queen?
We specifically assess the facts. Since it says under assess, you can
Nicholas
you
does.
Declare your intent for your assess. You have two targets, either opposition or factions. We specifically went after the factions.
Right. So we need to go after that. Let's go after the opposition this time. Why don't we do assess, go after the opposition, and then we can attack the Queen next time if we want to. Because not only are we going to attack the Queen yet. I mean, it's either that or we put Vox in power. I mean, I think those are our choices.
Flack.
No, because Flack, those are the only things available to us. We can't
Flack does both, huh?
Yeah, but we can't. To do Flack, we have to assess.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't. Flack, you can do separately. Flack's the first one I did. Flackman uses an aggressive defense.
Yeah.
However, isn't that the one we state where the number of dice go?
Yep.
And it has to be 3 and 3 minimum. Page 419.
There must be at least 3 dice in each pool.
I think we should.
Flack is an excellent all-purpose maneuver. It's conservative because you can defend yourself, but aggressive because it attacks your opponent's disposition. In the interest of fairness, you will have to decide how you will divide your Flack dice.
Flack's the first one I did.
Well, Flack would be...
Yeah, but it would be
to
assess.
Flack would be to defend with you... And getting Nicholas back into position and attacking by going after the Queen. But
well, we can't attack the Queen yet because we really don't know about her. So assess, I guess, is right.
But I thought we said we could go after. You can attack. But I guess it's still an attack, though, because we're trying to get Lawson out.
Yeah. Here's what you need to do. I mean,
I mean, which attacks the opposing side.
Yeah, if you went after Lawson and investigated him long enough, you'll find her. Because she's out in the open. I mean, she's not out in the open as the queen, but everybody knows he has a daughter. It's a given. She's on the ship.
But he's 50 years old and she's 8. Or 10, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and she looks different in every picture in the house.
Yeah. Well, he's had a 12-year-old daughter for 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's going to show up in the research.
Genital disease.
He adopts a lot.
Get on our team, man.
Yeah. How?
I'm just saying.
How does he cover that
how
up?
How can your voice cover?
That's about as high. Without actually grabbing.
So anyway, I don't know that. That's why you can do a flag. Well, I mean, I guess you can because you don't have to assess. We can still do it. And flag sounds like what we're trying to do with Vox and came back in power. Question is, do we want to split the dice or do we want to try another assess and then go for the all-out assault on the queen next time?
Well, you're the figure of note.
No, Vox is the figure of note. He's been the figure of note.
Vox is the figure of note?
Vox has been the figure of note for
the
phase.
Vox is the figure of note, and for flack, it's rhetoric, persuasion, ugly truth, oratory, falsehood, doctrine, philosophy.
Philosophy.
You got philosophy?
Almost all of those.
Okay.
I mean, he's been the figure note for the whole phase, pretty much. I mean,
yeah.
We've talked about me being it for the second maneuver, but it has to be the same one for the phase.
I know it has to be the same one. I thought it was you.
Yeah. It's
you can't change the figure note for each maneuver?
Really? No. You pick a figure note for the phase and go.
Oh.
We got too many players. Huh?
So we just have to keep in mind that if we're going to do flack, we all have to help him out somehow.
That's why our maneuvers are too long.
Well. Only why
the maneuver is too long. There's a lot of reasons why maneuvers are too long. I can't tell you not to digress into Firefox or Firefly. So,
what, huh?
I can't tell you not to digress into Firefly. You just do it.
Well, what? Did you think I was saying something about you?
Never.
Wow, it's always about you, isn't it, Jeff?
Marathon was on this weekend.
I know. I watched a few of them.
A lot of them.
The last one was really good. See, we did it again.
Jubal Early.
Jubal Early. He was awesome.
Well, he's great.
Here I am. He was awesome. Okay.
So did you figure out which one you're going to do?
I think we're going to assess.
I've heard about 10.
Well, we can attack.
Chess, flak, or gambit. Whichever one of the three. But I think we're going to save the gambit to go straight for the queen, aren't we?
We can't go for the queen with gambit. I think you have to assess to do
right.
A gambit, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, take actions in one.
So it's either flak or assess.
It's either flak or assess.
So if we use flak, then we can fight defensively by getting Vox in power and attack.
And Nicholas back in power.
And, okay.
Because we get lost and out. That's the attack. Right. That's the attack side. Him in power, that's our defense. We solidify our position through the current on the planet, we get Lawson out of power.
Right. We attack Lawson, defend by bringing Vox in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that.
But if we got to decide the number of dice of how we're splitting it before we actually do the maneuver, doesn't it say that?
Well, that's when we roll. Before we roll, right?
Yeah. Before we roll. But we don't know who can throw dice in.
Because
so
the dice pool changes based
now,
on who
if
helps
you choose
Vox.
The flak action, you must divide your flak roll fractionally before the scenes are played out. Half to defense, half to offense, one quarter to level.
Oh, okay, so half and half. I'd say we half and half. Or.
So we're going with flak.
Honestly, I say we go.
More defense?
More defense for. And then.
You have to pick three. Okay?
Three dice.
You have to pick at least three. You can change that later. I can't. Because I know what you're picking.
No, I think it's
no.
Right. Before we play the scenes,
we have to divide them up.
The percentage.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm thinking, that makes sense. I would say 75-25. Going at 25 after loss.
60-40.
75.
43-57.
75% attack, 25% defense.
But it has to be a minimum of three.
Other way around. I'm saying our defense is bolstering his position on the planet and solidifying it legally.
Right, no, I get that. I mean, the way you're splitting the device.
Yeah,
the dice.
75 defense, 25 attack at the end. Because the attack just goes against their disposition.
Mm-hmm.
right? But it's currently, what did I say, 15 to...
23.
Yeah.
So you're just thinking mathematically we ought to just put more dice into the attack?
Yes.
Okay.
So all right. I'm good with that.
75-25.
Well, 50-50.
Third base.
Who's on first?
So the defense get voxel left.
I mean, I think that makes sense, though, because we're falling behind. I think we ought to try to knock them down a little bit.
93-7. We'll get them on the defense. We'll get them on the next phase, guys.
We'll get them on the rebound.
So we're flacking. Defense is get box elected. Offense is remove Lawson. And we're going to 50-50 that.
And you want to do 60-40.
How many dice you got?
And what?
Whichever one of the skills you want to use.
Philosophy, I've got 4. That's probably my highest.
But it says all dice are used according to skill, help, force, and artha.
Right.
Split.
But that we don't know yet.
So you see, what you want is one your percentage.
Right. What I'm saying is we're doing more attack. I mean, okay. There's not really what you call an attack if we're going 50-50.
Right.
If we want to put more dice in the attack.
The best he's going to have is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. 10's the best he's going to have.
Right.
Absolute max dice he can roll is 10 without burning any artha.
Yeah.
Because he's got 4. He can help, I can help, you can help, he can fork, and he can wise. That's 10 dice.
No, he can have 6. You have 6 in any of those skills?
6, 7,
no,
eight,
I don't
nine,
have
ten.
Any 6, but I have government wise.
No, my point is that the highest skill that you would use, let's assume that it's a 6, that you would fork in 2, so the max you would have is a 12. You see what I mean? I don't know what skills it takes. That's why I'm saying that.
Right.
So we're down to 10.
It'd be an ugly truth. I have 4.
So if he's at a 4, then yeah, you're looking at a max of 10.
Right.
So you can, at that point, 60-40 is 6 and 4, 4 and 6. 50-50 is 5 and 5.
I mean, 6 dice for the attack, 4 dice for defense. Sure.
You need to write 60-40, or somebody needs to write it down.
60-40, which one's the high?
6 is the attack.
How's she doing?
It's okay.
We 40% defense. Get box elected. 60% offense. Remove Lawson.
Okay. Done deal?
As long as Jeff's willing to come back on time.
As long as Jeff's good with the white. What would you say? Oh, okay.
And everybody has to at least help box on one roll. So when you plan your building scene, you got to make sure for each roll, some portion of us are there.
Well, I've been trying to do that every time. I guess it just started coming together.
Once we resolve all this, let's take a break. If y'all want to eat, we'll eat real quick, and then we'll jump in and start playing.
Okay.
All right, we're looking at a 60-40 attack. Looking at, if everybody helps, 10 dice. So it'll be 6 for the attack and 4 for the defense. Sound all right?
Sounds awesome. I am down.
Right. He is so with that.
As he's choking to death.
Done deal?
They don't call me Frost for nothing.
We're going to change beliefs.
Gambit.
So he's going to burn 3 off the top.
Awesome. And it goes straight through your defense.
Awesome.
420.
How many pieces of paper you hold on?
What is that?
You got like 4 pieces of paper.
So that goes to our defense.
No.
This
gambit,
because the 4 dice that we roll, we don't roll.
You don't roll. Don't even roll them at all. It doesn't matter.
So whatever he rolls versus our attack is what would knock each other down.
So good.
But he's losing 3 right off the top.
And we lost 4, so if we each help him, boom, we got 6 dice going at him. And
right.
Plus whatever you do.
You see what I mean?
That's good. That's all right.
Yep. Independent of flat.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's an I think the one that it hits it's up against is conserved. Yeah.
So what's your goal?
The goal...
I don't... Well, that's all right. Go ahead.
Is to get Naven on the ship. Or get Naven... No. The goal is to get Naven on the ship and begin hauling.
Who?
his sister's number one.
Ooh. Oh! Nice.
Don't worry. Roy says she's good.
Yeah. His sister's the number one.
She's What's her name? Take out my sister. That gives me more power than that.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Diana.
Diana Quinn.
Got my action. I thought I was going to do something different.
Purple. Okay, we
won't have to make a roll. Yeah.
Belief changes?
Yeah, let's...
Wait a second.
Into our beliefs?
Let's wait till we come back.
Okay. You can hear the belly growling over mm-hmm. here. Or that's the dog, one of the two.
All right, this wraps up part one of tonight. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks.
And here we are, part two.
All right. What
clomp, thump, blump.
What was the question earlier?
How do we get Fox to look?
Say he's going on a bus tour and put him on a Harley.
Yeah, but specifically the mechanic get him elected. We can say let's get him elected. How exactly does that work?
Should take out his opponent.
Well, we got three.
We got a couple things we can do. I could go in and I could force his mind, whoever it is,
just get him to quit on
to throw his support behind Bob, change of belief. Or you can just have him killed. Tough guy.
Why? Why? In the last game session, we already used our maneuver to influence him. I've got dirt on him. I can blackmail him. Yeah. Whatever you want to do with him.
Remember
we can make him go up to Lull.
Are we
going to just say, well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to make him go up to, what's the guy that hit the corp? Bill?
Lawson.
We have dirt on Lawson or the opponent?
The opponent. But everything reframes back to Lawson.
Why don't...
Instead of you.
Right. Well, that gives us two ways. We could use the information to get him to drop out of the race.
On a pose.
And then Vox pose. Right.
Right.
Get this guy to run out of... and in the process of doing so, out Lawson.
Well, that's our attacking strategy.
Exactly. Right. No. Exactly. That's what we're doing. We get this guy to come out, make one, withdraw from the race, endorse Vox, and throw Lawson in the bus and say, I feel like I'm betraying my brother Kern by doing this.
Yes.
I just want to appeal to a younger audience. Make me hit.
The mechanic of getting him elected is what? At the end of the maneuver, because this is what we're trying to do, we roll and he's just elected. That's it? No.
Well, we just established that if he drops out, we establish the fact that there's nobody else that can run. It's too late, and Vox was by forfeit.
He still runs.
There's
still an election.
There's still an election, but he wins by default.
Beliefs.
Regardless.
Let's talk beliefs.
So, well, wait, is that what we're doing? We did the maneuver. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we were going to do beliefs, but he had that question. So.
And are we calling it governor, or are we calling it something?
I like governor.
Governor work.
Plant Emperor Harbinger Rock.
That's what the Kern call him.
Your leafiness?
His royal leafiness? Grand Poobah.
Okay.
Please. No, wrong button.
Oh. I'm ready to rock, brother. Let's go. Sorry. Didn't mean to. I profit.
Oh, okay.
Just totally.
Okay. Still. Who wants to go first with beliefs?
Apparently, Jeff. First two are going to remain the same. Harbinger's Rock must be annexed by the Darkon Empire. Strength is claimed to, the throne. Number two, the Kern are sold Harbinger's Rock, and they have the key to its annexation. Win the Rock. Three, I will see Vox elected governor of Harbinger's Rock.
What if you don't see it?
Even more to the point, what if you don't do anything to do that help?
What makes you think I won't?
What if you don't even get a chance?
Well, then I just have to go to where he's elected. I just go watch.
He says to go to the polling place. I watched it.
I'm not saying I got anything better, because I don't.
I know you don't.
Roy.
I have nothing.
You have nothing? You have no beliefs?
I have no beliefs at the moment.
I do.
I don't.
Jace.
I'm going to keep two of them.
He said he's done, and he stuck his finger up me for you.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to keep two beliefs. First one that I'm keeping is jobs come first with family. Second, there's no security you can't beat. But my belief number that I'm changing will be that I'm going to get Vox's opponent to resign due to blackmail.
That's your second belief?
Why not? I'm going to blackmail
security.
Yeah. Seems kind of
more like an instant.
Right. It seems kind of vague and like you need to do it.
Okay, so the security one's more.
It sounds more of an instinct. And I'm just trying to figure out how you can work that to your advantage to get some kind of art out. There's no security I can't beat.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know.
With the terminal, I must hack in and see what's in it.
That still sounds like an instinct. Mm-hmm.
So like my instinct is every a quick sniff makes it all good.
Every sperm is sacred.
Every what?
Every sperm is I kind of see where you're going, but there's no system that can't be beat.
I will wrest control of the prime systems from Nagomi.
Or, I mean, if you want to go some a little bit more vague, you say all information is necessary to the family. That's a little bit more vague.
But is there any belief that you want to tie into what we're doing here?
Well, I'm a blackmail Vox opponent resigning.
There you go.
Okay, well, that's a good one. That's
yeah.
And do you have propaganda?
Do I have propaganda?
They want to open it.
No, I do not.
Be a good one for him.
Yeah. Propaganda will be a good skill to start opening.
Corbels wise.
You don't have propaganda, do you?
Mm. Joe?
I'm changing all my...
Uh-oh. The Valen must win.
Number one, the Darkon Empire is the key to current freedom and the liberation of Arbinger's Rock.
Wow. Wow. You want a hug?
Number two, crime families, black markets, and underground computer hacks are a necessary evil to pave the road of freedom on Harbinger's Rock.
Wow. Wow. So.
Number three, I am the best candidate for governor and deserve the position. And I am adding an instinct. I will do whatever it takes to become governor, and I will always seek guidance.
That's more belief. I will do whatever it takes to become. It's more belief.
Well, you tie that to your third statement. I'm the best candidate, deserve to win, and I will do whatever it takes to win.
That, yeah, there you go.
When it's time to vote, vote twice.
Early and often.
well, then, I don't know. Our instincts have been so collectively. So I want to come up with a good instinct.
Never throw the first punch. Nothing we're Mr. Passive. Well, that's how you started playing him. Isn't that how you started playing him?
Yeah.
Mr. Wait a minute, what is
philosophy
it?
Philosophy. Because I'm a philosopher, I mean, I'm not a...
Was it going against the dude? I mean, that's how... He's kind of come around, hadn't he?
Well, hold on, guys.
Strike only when attacked. Something like that. Because that's...
Yeah. Or enforce a strike, hit first and hit hard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll be...
Because that also allows you to strike first.
If forced into a conflict.
And that doesn't necessarily mean physically.
Right. You mean any. What you got, Roy?
Well, Aid Vox and his quest for power is a holdover from the set. The Darkon Empire is getting too powerful on the Rock, and I will use my family's resources, I suppose, to limit their influence.
Man. You're Valen.
Kill Roy.
Aiden is Valen.
Didn't say I was going to help the Valen.
Your nickname is now Eddie Van Valen. You.
Doug?
Well, I got two. I must help Vox get elected governor of Harbor's Rock, and I must approve the security of the space station. I'm trying to decide to do with the three.
Okay.
Got rid of the one you also to try to. It was too vague.
Mm-hmm.
Third belief is I'll push Vox into being a strong family supporter.
Ooh. I will blackmail you.
That's such a harsh word. Family supporter.
But is that what you mean, though? I will convince him to be.
Good luck with
it. It's in his best interest.
See, I'll push for the family.
There you go. We're fighting each other.
Who?
I'm not.
There's nothing wrong.
I gotta stop going first, because apparently all Roy knows to do is just go after my stuff.
Not just you.
Do you understand he is an able governor that we're putting in house?
Well, your beliefs again, not just me. You want to help Vox and then screw Jeff's character and screw Jeff's character.
I'm not screwing your character.
That's okay. You don't.
I'd also like to add in, the military is getting too powerful on the Rock and Roll, using family's resources to limit their influence.
There you go. All right. Well, that's all right.
Actually, I could probably combine
totally
them.
Holy totally.
Oh, there's a new belief. Number three, I must flush Roy into space. Perfect. It made it easy for me. Thanks.
I could combine those two into other factions are becoming too powerful, and I will use my family sources to...
That's so wimpy.
Really? I'm going to go directly at you. Then.
We'll go directly at both of us.
Okay.
Well, so Pansy, bring it.
I might get rid of them.
Remember Vox what we're trying to accomplish here. Yeah, remember what we're trying to accomplish here?
Eliminate Vox.
Because you can help him and blackmail him at the same time.
Blackmailing Vox.
Well, if you take blackmailing Vox, I'll change mine.
That's like blackmailing a kitten, though, you know?
Wow.
Good luck, little small-time crooks, Eddie Hacker.
I'm a statesman.
can't get elected in a
senator
unless these petty crooks.
I'm a man of the people.
We can't get elected without these petty crooks.
You threaten me.
We got Jack. We will flush you crooks out the minute you are behaving in line.
Hoffa.
Hoffa is what they want him to be.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
You guys are. Do you have all three of yours? Did you do yours? Roy did his, but he's changing them.
No.
When somebody says, "Hey, here's my belief," we're like, "Oh no."
No, I'm fine.
Tappy.
No, I'm typing some other stuff because you were complaining.
I'm not
complaining.
I'm not complaining. I just think you lack complete imagination.
How do you have a starship? You don't have anything on here on your sheet on Obsidian.
I was looking online. I didn't see it. I didn't know you made the roll. Put it on there, buddy. I was looking on the Obsidian portal.
Of your ship. Pansy's fancy.
No.
Fancy pansy?
No.
The sunflower delight?
That's it.
No.
The double rainbow.
Sugar nips?
Rainbow ascendant.
Sugar nips. What's
wrong with you? The bent kneecap?
The pop knee.
Dances with belt buckles? What do you do? I don't know. Are we really?
I'm fine. What are you waiting on me for?
Comes in first. All right. Belief number three.
Yep.
I must prove that Eloise was taken by Eunice Lawson.
So you already believe that she'd been taken by her?
I'm going to prove she did, yes.
I will prove.
I must prove that Eloise was taken by Eunice Lawson.
Okay.
Can you accomplish that?
Sure. I'm going to go to security guy, my buddy at the...
In the family?
No, but...
I'm
quibbling over words here, but must and will. I must prove it, I will prove it. Because you can work toward will, and you can work toward must. You can prove will. Can you must? Can you actually accomplish must?
Yes. If I prove it, I've accomplished, right? If I make the roll, and we all go, yep, you're right, and I accomplished, right?
No.
Why?
It's not... Well,
why are you quibbling over must?
I'm just saying, it's fine. I know what you're saying.
It depends what you mean by the word is.
Depends what you mean by the word must. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Clinton's a lawyer. No, I go to the security guy, we review the tapes, we see the two little girls went off hand in hand, right? Done. That's how I'm going to prove it.
Go ahead.
No, I follow your point. I'm not arguing about the difference between will and must. I'm saying that no matter what, that proves both of those two terms.
You think so?
Wow, this is two different worlds right here. It really is.
And I've adjusted them.
Oh, okay.
Really? Shocking.
Yeah.
I will name my ship.
Wow.
I must name my ship.
I can get a persona. No, the Hammer Lord is getting too powerful, and I'll use my family's resources to limit him by helping his sister.
Scheming.
I know. Got it.
Good. Dig it.
So if you must do something, then you do it. Correct? Then you did it. Correct?
If I do it, then I what?
Did it.
I did it, yes.
So you accomplished it.
Right.
Okay, then. That's how.
Must. To be obliged or bound by imperative. Must. I must do this.
Yeah, but accomplishing it is different than believing you must do.
Okay, right. I'm saying I don't have to accomplish it. I'm just saying I have to do it.
Okay, so all you want is a fate, not the persona.
That's a good point, yeah.
Saying will gets you a possibility.
And if you say will, you can get
fate. Insert word that makes Jeff happy.
You can
prove that Eloise was taken by Eunice Lawson.
If you say will, you can get the fate or the persona. If you say must, I think you can only get the fate.
Why?
Just a bag of nips.
Because there's no way to accomplish that with your word must.
You have to pick one?
Technically, yes.
Technically, there's no way to accomplish it. If I prove that she did it, I didn't actually prove she did it.
There's a difference between will and shall, know that?
Sure.
I don't like the box. Black math twice is too hard for me.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with it. I'll prove that Lawson is a Valen supporter.
What? Problem?
Nope.
You will prove that Lawson is a Valen supporter?
You're trying to... Are you being grumpy because
you're
better at beliefs than the rest of us?
No, I'm just thinking, should I go back and rewrite my beliefs? No, I'm not going to rewrite my beliefs. Let's go.
All right. Here's the status of the ship.
No air.
Yeah, that's not been resolved. Although, your people are staying there for the time being, correct? Because you got...
I'm waiting on the ship to show up.
Yeah, but...
And I also said that I was holding it in abeyance until we resolved the thing with Nicholas.
Right. But they're staying there for the time being, this one.
Oh, yeah. Because of Nicholas...
Yeah.
Gold.
Okay. The election is looming. It is 1 week away. The population of the planet have been pooling their resources behind. Did we ever get to the opponent? What's it?
Well, there's a list in the book.
Yeah.
There's a list.
Near the end of the burn section.
No, it's at the end of the character burning section.
We'll use the one straight out of the book. Shezra.
Shezra.
S-H-E-Z-R-A-H. They've been pulling their resources behind this guy, and right now it's too close to call, plus or minus.
His last name.
Tor.
So he doesn't have a call.
Shezra Tor.
There you go.
Tor.
Hmm?
Two R's?
Three.
Okay.
Three R's.
T-O-R.
And a posh. Too close to call.
Okay, hang on. Just real quick. Do you want to rehash what Jason found out about the dirt on this guy? Okay. Failed the Vox's opponent digging up dirt on him being true. Mm-hmm. But the goods implicate Avon. That's what you want. You wanted to find dirt on him.
I found dirt, but it's him that had the dirt, but I would use got everything to reflect loss instead of.
Yeah. So in other words, he's dirty, but he's dirty because of Avon.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Please.
But what he did is he messed up the records to look that he's dirty now because of Lawson. Kosher? Okay.
Yeah. He dig up Lawson. Dig up how Lawson is blackmailing other councilmen. Pass. And you passed on foraging the info to make it look like criminal stuff of Vox's opponent does not implicate Avon Lawson.
Exactly.
So none of that's out, I'm assuming.
No,
if it's
no.
Like too close.
Yeah. Okay. So you're talking, all right, let's say 10 days. Election's on it today and it's the preceding Friday. So, but it looks too close to call and the tide is going towards him or you.
Why?
Oh, after the campaign poster?
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Okay.
Why is the tide going toward him?
Because he is more militant. We've always said that he's more militant.
Yeah, but he got him the contract. Why is the tide necessarily going toward his opponent? I mean, we could say it's 50-50.
Uh-huh.
But why is the tide going
toward
him? We've already decided we need him to be beaten.
All I'm saying is that it started out with this guy just showed up, but if this groundswell is coming, and now it's 50-50. That's why I'm saying the tide, it's going that way, all right? But now it's too close to call. Because before, he was double digits, all right? But it's gotten closer as the election.
Okay.
All right? Nicholas remains on the ship. He's adamant about will not go. And most everybody is concerned about two things. Their continued survival on the ship, because they think that all the life support people are going to leave. And they're very concerned about the election, where that's going to take the general disposition of the country. Anyone want to start?
No. That's my start with...
All right, with the color scene,
mm-hmm.
I will start by, since I know he's the man supplying the drugs, I know which guy he goes through the service of the drugs, I will make sure he's got it. I'll be basically getting to know the courier, getting to know the amount of drugs being delivered to the Kern that's opposing Vox.
Are you doing coaching or building scene?
Color scene, because I'm just getting the stuff together.
Just tell me how he's doing.
Well, I just want to get him up to get the drugs and everything so I can prepare for my building. I just want to... Me finding who he is and the courier.
Okay, so what do you do? What I mean is you see him walking down the hall, or you see him going into his records, filter through stuff. Do you?
I'm gonna filter through Avon's personal. So I'm gonna be sitting there going through my files, finding the courier with what is actually being delivered, the drug that he's specifically on, and basically getting my blackmail material ready.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I can start interstitial or my building.
All right.
Just. Well, I think you already got it though.
Do I?
Didn't you develop it?
Well, I know what he's got, the black material there.
Yeah. Well, you've got that. I mean, you don't necessarily have to use color scene or stitch. I mean, you've got the information that you need. It's here.
Right.
Yeah. Right? So you don't have to do anything to go and get it because you have it. So now what do you want to do with it?
I want him to...
Who's him? Avon?
Give me a second. I want the courier to deliver a package of goods with a... note saying we're on to bad habit. Prepare for his notice time. Something just where you get the visual of Vox's opponent opening up the envelope with drugs in front of him. With we are aware of what's going on. This is what's going to happen. Be prepared. Contact.
Okay. What does the guy do? What reaction was
Vox's opponent?
Mm-hmm.
I'd assume startled, but he's military.
Well, I mean, describe it to me. You tell me what he said. What he does.
So you go to the guy, talk to the guy.
The courier that drops off his normal routine.
His normal fix.
He's dropping off the note, basically. I want him to be surprised that somebody's actually paying attention to. He's got the look of startle on his face. He reads it, kind of puts it down carefully to make sure nobody else notices. The guy away. Then I wanted to start feeling a little nervous that other people
intimidate.
Intimidate with color shift. I'm not really going to describe. I mean, I just want the intimidation look to be imagined that somebody else knows he's got the problem.
Okay. Well, think of it as a movie in your head, and that's what the color says. Think of what's happening in your head, and then describe that movie, all right, that you're watching. Okay. And I like that. He sits there and he gets his box or whatever, and
the horse's head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he opens it up. Instead of a horse's head, there he finds a little perfectly scripted note that says, "What does it say?
We are know of your bad habit that will like you to think about resigning for your well-known military background. Thrash back in your face your belligerent tittle."
You want all that? I mean, this is your color scene. You can do whatever you do with it. But, I mean, do you think that, are you trying to hit him with a feather or a stick?
I want to hit him with a stick.
Okay.
I
mean, resign or your reputation will be destroyed.
Yeah, right. See, that's what I'm saying. A stick says, do this or this happened.
Okay. But that would go into the building, right?
Well, No. All you've done is you've given him a note.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
I thought he gave the packet though of the information to prove it. Yeah.
Yeah.
To show what we're going to reveal. About.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I mean, he has that. He opens it up. At that point, then you're going to shift over. Does somebody come to him? Come to him? Do you get somebody else to go to him?
We'll contact you on when you need to resign.
Okay. Okay. So now he knows that somebody's going to come. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know.
So what does it say? We know of your bad habits.
We will contact you on your resignation in your election, Cardi.
The time and place of your resignation.
Yep.
Okay. So now what do you want? You want to...
Who's going to go talk
to you? Yeah. Are you?
The interstitial.
I mean, is one of us going to go talk to him? Or are you an interstitial? You're going to go say, hey, I've delivered the materials. It's up to you guys. Duel of wits. I send Jason.
I'll be the one to go do it with the interstitial, and then it'll be buildings. I'll just set the colors.
Okay.
And Vox doesn't know that he's found it.
I think, did you ever tell?
Yeah, I think we were all there, weren't we? Because we were using it, because they had me sitting there hacking into what's-his-face's computer.
That's true. Yeah, you know. Matter of fact, Nicholas, were you? Yeah, you all know. You were all there.
No, we can just go talk to the guy. Why don't we just go talk to him?
Where that law is, what are we doing?
Well, we've already got the law established. The law's established. We just need to find a leader. We need to get you elected, which is the object of this. And then we can either push forward on that or not. But we need to get you elected first before the law means anything anyway. I mean, we can still go forward if the other guy wins the election.
Okay, I have experience, a former teacher.
I mean, technically, you could probably stand up and do oratory.
How about I do some oratory and educate maybe in campaign rallies what this law is about, why I'm pushing and what it means to the current people?
Well, why can't they go forward with him as their instead of you?
Because I'm the one who found this law.
Thank you.
And I'm the one who's pushing it.
Yeah, but thank you. The law, all the law says is they need to have an elected representative. Doesn't have you. What we need to do, I mean, we either follow up on Jason's play here, or we can follow up on it, or just go talk to the guy and let's get him to drop out and win the election, or stand up, make some speeches, and get elected. I mean, we don't even have a conflict. You do a building scene. I'm going to give some speeches, and we're going to push the election, and my building scene, I will be elected. Let's figure out what rules we're going to make and roll them. We don't have to talk to him. The guy may drop out. Get the guy to drop out, and we get him to back off.
Well, I think he's got a beard on blackmail a little.
Now, who would be good at blackmailing? If only we had somebody who had
scheming,
or some kind of. Maybe he'd go in and play at some angles or something.
Scheming would mean I would go talk to Vox's opponent and say, you know, Vox is trying to screw you.
But don't you want to see Vox elected? Play blue.
That's what I'm saying. Scheming won't work.
Why can't you go in and talk to him?
I'm going to talk to him, right?
Does nobody want to go?
Well, I don't think I should.
No.
Does want Vox to. I will. I just don't think that it's in my best to go black my own opponent.
No, you shouldn't go.
You should remain attached to it. And I think I've already come out on your side.
Or.
And I've given speeches on your.
Or, if anything, you should go to your opponent and say, look, I found this out.
No.
Somebody's. If I know somebody else is going
to. Like
so,
to do with it.
You know, how...
The play dumb theory works.
How
really
about
well.
A fellow militarist? How about the knife coming from a brother?
You're more of a brother than he is. You both came out of the same celery.
Celery?
That's offensive.
Plant-based.
Came out of the same...
pod.
I'll do my...
You're a product of the same hoe.
Go ahead.
I'll contact Roy and say, I've sent the preparation notice on blackmail to the opponent of Vox, but I want to know for my personal reference if we want to go in there askously, or do we want to continue with the framing loss?
Have you, you've already told him?
I sent a message in the package of drugs that he likes so well, basically saying, we know his bad habit, this is what's going to happen. To resign. Just send in the contact, or you want to send it to my unknown that works for the family, fine. But I'd like to frame Lawson for him. The more dirt we get on him, the faster we get him out. Better hurry up.
I was going to say, schemes are abound.
Glad somebody can pick you.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll go talk with him. Let me try to explain this to you one more time. Scheming doesn't mean what
Roy,
I know Jeff likes guns, but everyone else keeps picking up on me.
Mad at me.
I'll go. Listen.
I want to upgrade the skills.
I'll go talk to
you. You're already.
I will take Ookla with me.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why are you going?
Because nobody's doing anything. Everybody's sitting around thinking how they're going to do stuff. I will go talk to the guy and then make some die rolls. Let's go engage this guy and get him out of the race. What are we talking about here? Get him out of here.
What are you going
to
say, John?
I'm going to go in and say it's going to be in your best interest to drop out.
Why?
Because all he's going to do is hurt the Kern with his drug addiction. He's going to hurt their chances. He's going to hurt their abilities. And Vox is a much more is a much more suitable leader.
He's
much
been
more
doing it longer.
And he's been doing it. He's there. Everything that the Kern have right now is because of Vox.
So you care that much about the Kern?
Yes.
I can talk
to him. Okay. I mean, why am I arguing with him? I'm going to go talk to him. Because everybody's sitting here in silence trying to figure out what to do. Somebody needs to do something. We'll go talk to him.
All right.
I will go to his door. Not
a kill. Did you have your...
No, that was it, unless Roy had something else to say.
Just go. Just let Jeff go.
Well, he told him. I mean, did you all want to finish the interstitial?
Well, Roy was thinking, what do you want to go talk to
him? You told Avon about what you did, delivering the goods. You asked Avon how he wanted to proceed.
And I never got a response because somebody's ready to roll.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just... Okay, I'll just, wait. No, I
go,
won't
go.
Wait.
Go, Jeff. Go.
You're itching to get in there. You want to do this more than anybody else at the table, which is
I
why
want
you're
somebody to do something. I'm always the first person to go. Me and Joe are always the first person to go. I want to give somebody else a chance to go. But everybody's sitting here looking at each other, trying to decide what to do.
Go.
I'll go talk to them. I will go talk to him. If they're not going to do something, I mean, help, you're in a crime lord. Kill him. It doesn't matter. I'll go talk to him.
Okay.
I'll knock on his door. Hello.
He tells you to come. Coming. Around to this.
Arnold.
Shezra. Core.
Yeah.
Is this the combat scene?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yuvema, come in.
May I sit down?
Yes.
I'm here on behalf of the Kern.
Yes.
As you know, we had the election, and we are concerned, at least those that have the Kern's interest at heart.
Who is V?
Myself and other interests that I represent.
Is that all?
Yes. I think it would be best. I think Vox would be a better leader for the Kern.
Why you think this?
Well, he's been the leader of the Kern several years. He has found the law to actually give the Kern sovereignty here on Harbinger's Road. He is well-reasoned, he is diplomatic, and he is doing a fine job. And I believe that there would be a seat at the table for you. But I believe that a person of your military background and bent might see Harbinger's Rock through that prism and end up forcing an issue with the anvil and the hammer that might not end well for the Kern.
What you think you know? What you think you know?
What you're talking about.
You say to me, get out of race.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Race is even now. Maybe they think I better lead him.
I want to persuade him.
Okay.
I think you should drop of the race.
And you think he should drop out of the race because he's the better leader?
I think he dropped out of the race because Vox is a more well-rounded, more diplomatic. And I don't believe the Kern at this point would benefit from militaristic.
Okay, all right. I'm just chilling there.
Talk of something.
Don't you worry about Joe.
Okay, so if you're going straight persuade, it's against will.
Yeah.
What's your will, Joe?
What me?
Because you're this, an average Kern.
No, he's not average. He's a philosopher. This is not
very
average.
I understand that. That's one.
They have the average. But.
My will is a 6.
Okay.
That's why I kid you.
That's not.
At least I'm 15.
Excuse me. It's a 3. It's on page 631.
Yes, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Talk louder so we can hear on the recorder.
Yeah, we're not.
Well, you all can still finish your scene since it's kind of hung there in Nothingville because he's not presenting any blackmail stuff. He's not presenting any drug use stuff that you all found.
In
so
my
you
color
can
scene,
still pursue a different
In my color
like
scene,
that.
I said, quote, unquote, you would be visited by someone.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
We don't know that he's gone.
We don't know that he's gone, number one.
I mean,
one.
You can do, you
and
can do
two,
intimidation.
Just going to that is a bad okay.
So if you straight persuasion.
Let me check.
Because you blackmail. Yeah, I put a piece of paper in front of him saying this. And he just walked in and said, persuade you to get that.
I've got a trade.
If he goes because of the paper, no, there's no blackmail.
I'm going to throw in
nothing. Make sense?
I still don't know why you all can't pursue blackmail on your.
I want to kick in rhetoric. I want to read him. Always read people.
What do you do when reading?
I just make a psychology roll. 575 is where it's. Read a hidden mood. Seeing a character trait is 2, 3. Reading past life path.
Assuming.
I just want to do. Seen character trait. I don't think I can add character traits in. I just want to see what his mood is up there.
Okay. Well, that's a one. Got him.
Okay.
He's nervous, but that's his hidden mood, but you don't know. I mean, all you're looking for is his mood, right? You don't know the reasoning behind it, but you can tell he's nervous.
Okay. I'll throw in psychotic.
Okay. On a 3. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't think I'd get anything more if I...
No. If I back down, the guy can still be part of government.
I said that. I think you would have a seat at the current table. Experiences and your military background are very important. And obviously, a lot of people put a lot of say put a lot of stock in what believe and say. I think so.
I see you.
Am I still on Jeff's head? Can I hear this?
I don't know if it works.
It's one way.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily one way, but I can talk to you and let you know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you can't jump into my head and see what I don't think.
You can't initiate.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if you think to tell Vox, I mean...
Oh, I will. I mean, it's...
tell him we're going to be needing military leadership on the ground.
So he sits there and he goes...
Because his bodyguard bumbling doofus.
He says, you wait here.
It's like a new one?
And he goes in another room and he calls him.
Okay. As soon as he leaves the room, I initiate contact.
Okay.
I say, I'm talking to Shezra right now. I he may be willing to back out of the election.
So he calls up you, Joe, and he says, philosopher mate.
Yes, Shezra, old friend. How fares the campaign?
I think he better fuss if you go ahead and lead the people.
Well, Shezra, I don't know what to say.
I think that this is a good thing, but I want to be a part. I want to use my gifts.
I'm talking to Frost. Mm-hmm. In my head. What'd you tell this guy?
If you think my gifts be useful, I think you'd be good leader.
I told him he would have he would have your. That'd be a good idea because obviously the people. If half the people listen, it'd be good to have him there.
Well, Shaz, old friend, I really will have a desperate need of military strength and leadership. I would like you. In fact, I would feel honored if you were my general, my personal general. And I want you to work very closely with Lord Hammer Quinn in developing the military might as a path forward for Kern liberation and freedom on Harbinger's Rock.
I think this be a good idea.
All right. I'll have someone get in touch with you in a matter of a couple days.
Don't say anything to anybody yet.
When will he make the announcement? When will he make...
When do you plan on making this announcement that you decided to drop out of the race?
I announce this evening.
Is there anything I can do to make this easier?
Be there with me.
All right, I'll meet you in the break room.
Sounds good. At 7 o'clock.
I'll be there, old friend.
When's the last time you read Watership?
Long time ago.
Because you're channeling Har.
I am, aren't I?
Keep waiting for you to
be fuck. Yeah. That is one of my favorite
books.
Just as an aside, since you brought it up, when I thought Big, I was sitting, I read it at work.
I was sitting there, and this is when I was taking phone, and I'm reading an empty phone call. I'm sitting here like this when I thought, no! I mean, I said something out loud.
The news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was.
That's a good scene.
I felt chills. No! Yeah.
Interstitial for you? Is that what that was?
No, that was a conflict. I mean, that was a building scene.
You got two more rolls.
Building scene. Yeah, I don't know. Either. I will sit down with him.
Okay.
And I will help him write his speech.
Okay.
And if I need an oratory, I want him to give deference in his speech, believe that he is the better leader,
mm-hmm.
And that therefore I invest in Kern, that I step down,
mm-hmm.
And that speech. But would that be oratory? Or would I have to give
him? It'd be his or.
Right.
You would be like aiding him.
Yeah.
If a role was necessary, you would be able to. If you're sitting there writing,
I mean, he's going to give the speech. Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. But you know, what do you want? What's your end goal? I mean, if all you want to do is for him to do the speech, he's going to give the speech.
Right. I just want him to sort of.
How success? What do you want out of a success?
Right. Yeah. I wanted to allude to the fact that. He has decided to step down.
Slip into Derek. Mm-hmm. That'd be scheming.
Yeah. No.
And then, no, I not.
No, not for him. It wouldn't.
I mean, I pretty much got, so I will say we're looking at a long relationship. Now, here's my question. I don't know if that would have to be a circles role. Well, I know that we talked about exist,
mm-hmm.
but to go in and talk to him.
I mean, he's, you know where this guy is.
He's not a figure of note.
No. Matter of fact, I mean, once he's done making speech, he's pretty much just back in. I mean, unless he comes up maybe thirds or something like
that. Yeah.
Well, as I leave, as I close the door, and I'm walking with Euclid in the hall, do you need anything else? Can I be of further service? I say to Vox.
You helped him write a speech.
Well, I didn't help him. He's going to leave. I was going to use oratory, but I don't think I can. I think I have to give this for to really use oratory. I guess I could assist him, but to what end? You know, what's the conflict?
What do you want to?
Yeah. What's the conflict? And what am I trying? Yeah. What am I trying to get?
I don't know. No hard links.
Well, just. Oh, I don't think there are. I think it's been very.
Well, right now, delicate. Two of you are working on building scene together. Technically,
it's my building scene.
If perfectly acceptable, if two players want to take the building scene simultaneously, pass help and link test back and forth.
Right.
So if there's something else you two want to accomplish and give each other link test,
right.
Now's the time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we could, if you have something you want to do, but if not, I mean, I'll end it and I'll walk away. I mean, I just want to go talk to Rahaf and I convince him.
All right, I think go ahead and do that, because at this point in my mind, I'm thinking once I talk to him on our little communicator and he's resigning, I'm on to the next.
Okay.
I'm on to the next problem, which is getting one.
Then I'm done. I mean, it does say if you have so many players or if you're... Under certain circumstances, you take other roles later, but we haven't planned. Yeah. I mean, I will sit back and let it go.
All right, let me tell you something that was going ahead when he started. My whole idea as you guys trying to get him out was there would be a greater conflict to get him out, okay? Talos gave him the goods, we know. He's nervous. He's That's why he's nervous,
right.
Okay?
Well, we have a problem, though.
Why is that?
Because we can't implicate Lawson and Shezra on this cahoot together because Shezra is now our
boy. But the thing about it is how do you? I mean,
I don't know that he did that.
Yeah.
I knew he was nervous. I just wouldn't ask him to back out.
Now, I can tell you, had he not done that, that would have been a lot more difficult. What would have gone to do wits? I don't know. But he's already going, here's my way out. Because, I mean, it was his will was a 3, but, I mean, I
think he could still go at Lawson, not necessarily with him, though.
But here's the thing, is that, you know, he might have fought that a lot more had that not shown up, okay? So now he's sitting there, and he's just willing to listen. Before, he might have just taken a pot shot at him or something, but now he's willing to listen. Okay, I can still be a part, but now I don't have to, I've resigned doing what they want me to do, because I do have a problem. That's where all that came from.
Implicate Lawson.
Well,
oh, it's easier.
Well, no. Now you implicate Lawson, and then you have him removed.
Implicate Lawson and attempt to control the outcome by having influence Tor.
But and Tor comes out looking good. I mean, you can swing it, spin it. By the way, that's my scene. I'm done. I rolled my dice.
So let's go talk to him. We don't know that happens. We go talk to Vox and bring that up. What does Vox need?
We'll just call him Vox. So this is, I guess, my interstitial stuff?
Yeah. And it could probably roll into building. Well, he hasn't used it.
No,
I haven't used the building. You haven't.
So you ask Haven how he wants to see. That's what we left off here.
Yeah. So we'll...
Okay, guys, we'll pause there for a second. We'll get you to part 2 for this episode coming up in a day or so. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers.
This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the attribution Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Empires is copyright 2006 Luke Crane. Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Iron Empires is a trademark of Chris Miller. Thanks for listening.